This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Catherine Harper gets in an argument with a Virginia Mod Pizza employee who, quote, botched her order. She explains the situation to husband Corey Harper over the phone, asked him to, quote, handle it. Corey Harper arrives at the pizza shop armed with a gun and a knife, stabs the employee in the back and chest, and makes a cut across his torso, exposing the intestines before fleeing the scene with his wife.
Nancy, another employee called 911, and shockingly, the victim survived their injuries. While still hospitalized in serious condition, doctors are calling the employee extremely lucky to have survived disembowelment. While the Harpers initially fled the scene, they were quickly apprehended and denied bond. Mod Pizza commented on the incident, saying they are dismayed and will be amending employee training to better protect workers in potentially dangerous situations.
Corey Harper, 47, now charged with malicious wounding. Wife Catherine Harper, 45, facing conspiracy to commit malicious wounding over a pizza. A Florida 911 operator extremely confused when the caller says she wants to order a pizza. The dispatcher asked if the woman's aware she's on the phone with emergency services. The caller says yes. Dispatcher gets as much info as possible through coded conversation. Police rush to the address in the middle of a field. Cops find a man on a woman screaming for help. Officers pull the man off, stopping the attempted rape. Luis Monseo, now charged with attempted sex battery, strangulation, false imprisonment, thanks to the victim's quick pizza order to 911. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Virginia have charged a man with murder 4 months after his wife's disappearance in a case that has gripped the small community of Manassas Park. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for the latest.
37-year-old Naresh Bhatt now faces charges of murder and defiling a dead body following the disappearance of his wife, Mamta Bhatt, a 28-year-old pediatric nurse. Although her body has not yet been found, police say DNA evidence links her to a significant amount of blood discovered in the couple's home. Manassas Park Police Chief Mario Lugo detailed the findings at a news conference, saying investigators discovered blood in the bedroom and bathroom during an initial search. Evidence suggests Bhatt dismembered his wife, leading to the defiling charge. Mamta Bhatt was last seen in late July. Just 3 weeks later, her husband was charged with concealing a dead body after prosecutors argued the volume of blood indicated injuries she could not have survived. He has remained in jail since then, awaiting trial on that charge. The case has drawn international attention, with Mamta's family in Nepal and local community members rallying for justice. Online posts, public events, and social pressure mounted against Bhatt, amplifying calls for answers. Experts say cases without a body are challenging, but increasingly prosecutable thanks to DNA and digital evidence. Former prosecutor Tad DeBias, an expert on no-body homicides, notes an 87% conviction rate in such cases nationwide. For Crime Online, I'm Sydney Sumner.
In Atlanta, a nearly two-year gang and racketeering trial involving rapper Young Thug has concluded with the final two defendants acquitted of major charges. Diamante Kendrick, also known as Yak Gotti, was cleared of all counts, while Shannon Stillwell was convicted only of gun possession. The trial, stemming from a sweeping 2015 indictment, alleged connections to gang activity and used song lyrics and social media posts as evidence. Young Thug, born Jeffrey Williams, pleaded guilty to gang, drug, and gun charges in October, securing probation under strict conditions. Kendrick and Stillwell were accused in separate killings, including a 2015 drive-by that left Donovan Thomas Jr. dead. Prosecutors claim ties to Young Slime Life, a group they labeled as a gang, but which defense attorneys argued was a music collective. The trial faced setbacks, including unreliable witnesses, disputes over evidence, and criticism of using lyrics to imply criminal intent. Critics also question Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's broader use of Georgia's anti-racketeering law. The outcome marks a significant blow to the prosecution, with 12 cases still pending. Young Thug's legal team maintains the artist's focus remains on music and family after a tumultuous legal ordeal.
Thanks, John. Troy Galloway, 34, settles down in Sonora, California with his wife and two children after retiring from the Marines. He was diagnosed with a mental health disorder. He manages his disorder with meds, occasionally has episodes of confusion. During one such episode in January, he runs from the home out in the snow without a jacket. His wife searches the neighborhood for hours, can't find Troy, reports him missing. Late that night, neighbors report suspicious activity near a man-made lake nearby. Cops can't find anyone. Later, in the search for Troy, the lake is drained. Nothing recovered. Troy Galloway, 6'1", 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, tattoos, a Japanese symbol on left forearm, angel and devil across his entire back, a cross outlined in red on his left shoulder. If you have info on missing Troy Galloway, call Sonora, California PD, 209-532-8141. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.